session. House baby.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with that. See, you think it's the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
So here is the account of my business.
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you're on a
every
about.
Chance you get.
You are
every
minute. Joke.
You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation.
Very funny.
Around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
Yes, that's right. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, V, and I want to say, you know, we've been going through it, and it's really nothing. I mean, the NSA wanted to take out one of our routers last week, and, you know, we got that situation taken care of. We've got these government feds all over our equipment. My new headset, Bluetooth and all this stuff, no longer connects. And the primary device that I usually use to do the show, also, the screen won't show anything. So we've been hit several times, and a guy hit yesterday hard with these Fed hackers. So that means that I'm doing some damage. That means things are getting done. And I know with my documentary, they're really getting scared. Anthony Thomas, for the first time in two or three years, has gotten a 30-day ban restriction from sharing the documentary. So that means all the documentaries before this was not enough of a threat compared to my latest documentary, which is the truth, because I am exposing the New World Order chemtrail nano mind control agenda. If you guys have not seen my latest documentary, I believe you can go to facebook.com/targetedindividualsdocumentaries/videos. There you'll see all my documentaries. And if that isn't enough, if that's a little too difficult, if you're not Facebook friendly, you can go to our YouTube channel, Truthtainment TV. And we have a playlist that says documentaries. Now, some copyright material was used, so we don't care. We put it up anyways. YouTube flagged the hell out of us, but it wasn't put to where we were getting the message, this content is not viewable in any country.
Well, that's another lie that they do to you, V, and I just want to commend you again on your excellent documentary, V. I love you. You're a true activist, and that's another thing that they do, too, because when it comes to these things, they don't want them to be seen by the mass amount of people. And the fact that you've had such success with this documentary, despite being banned so heavily, is really a testament to this. And there's no such thing as, oh, this is copyright. It's called fair use. If you take it and use it for a documentary and you provide commentary, education, or analysis of it, it's completely legal and legitimate. So that just tells me that they're using that excuse, that lie, to try to shut your thing down, because they know if people get to your information, it's eye-opening, it's awakening, and it's getting people towards a critical mass. So if you guys haven't gone to facebook.com/targetedindividualsdocumentaries, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you, because all this stuff is completely valid, non-debatable, legitimate information. And if you give it to other people, we're going to get to critical mass sooner or later. And that's exactly why they've been shadow banning you, V. And I can't praise you enough for your work and your efforts.
Well, thank you very much. And I haven't gotten to the point where I'm saying hello to my co-host here, but I want to say very quickly, you know, NSA and the other arms of the New World Order, because I have visited the Ministry of Intelligence here. I've visited the Ministry of that is supposed to watch for corruption. And these guys are so unprepared. They're so unequipped. And so I do know it's still the NSA doing stuff, especially since there's an NSA base here in northern Poland. And the NSA has their installations in all New World Order countries. And listen, guys, you can... I don't know what you think is going on. I don't know who the F you think you are. But listen, you can hack my stuff. You can hack my devices. You know, I'm pretty much set here. You try getting in the way of my money. You try getting in the way of our money. You know, Anthony Thomas made it to where every time you do something, it's going to pay off for us. Anthony Thomas has an insurance policy for everything that you do. My devices have been replaced for tonight. And speaking of which, Mike, how are my levels? How do I sound tonight? Sounds good. Okay, thank you. So, this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is what it is. I mean, and say you're no stranger to me. And, you know, that's why you were no danger to me. All the only thing you're gonna get from me is anger. So all you're gonna get from me is anger from me. You know, we are the Moors. Okay, we have invaded Europe once again, and bringing science and knowledge with us, as we always do when we invade Europe. Now, I'm so glad you've got a platform like the European Union and NATO for us to do that. I'm walking right on top of your subroutines. So just let that be known. You're not doing anything. You're not amazing to me. You're not able to be phasing to me. There's nothing you can do right now. You are not the Syrian cyber army. Those guys, whoop a little butt. I tell you, if I were going up against those guys, I might have a little drop of sweat. I might. But you guys are namby-pamby Illuminati wannabes. You can type in Illuminati backwards in the search engine all you want to.
Big ass Illumitards. I know you haven't thrown to me yet, but yo, you're on fire tonight, man. You're killing it right now. I'm sorry, V, but all these people that swore an oath to a constitution and are destroying our Fourth Amendment and our First Amendment, man, I've never been prouder to be by your side, man. And yo, what you're doing is going down in history. All these normies are over here worshiping the NSA and licking the boots of the deep state, and you're out here every freaking night calling them out, man. Yo, you're on fire. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're exactly right, dude. You're
right. Well, and see, that's just the thing. You know, these are treasonous cowards, sissies, and turncoats. And I know I'm being rude right now because I know we have I would say Bill and co-host right now because Bill will not be joining us tonight. I have our new co-host, Kyler Davenport. Are you there, Kyler?
Yes, I am. I am.
And of course, I've got Will Turbitt here with us.
Yeah.
And that's who's on the show tonight. So, and let me, first off, I never do this, and I should act like a professional. The call-in number, if you guys want to talk about something, and call-in number is 800-313-9443. Call in and talk to us, and we'll get things going on. So, yes, please, go ahead, Mr. Davenport.
Well, Yvonne Sampson, on your documentary, I noticed, I was looking here, said 4 hours after publication, they had 1,000 views on your documentary on YouTube. I thought that was pretty interesting from Yvonne Sampson, who put that out.
We don't even advertise the YouTube until Facebook says you can no longer share your Facebook page. You can no longer share this link. So that's just a substitute.
Yeah.
So,
but I still thought that was pretty amazing.
And the Polish translation, yes, that's what you're talking about. That ended up getting 2,500, nearly 3,000. And yeah, that was after 24, I would say about 38 hours. All the TIs here in Poland have got the truth.
Yeah.
That's who it was aimed at. And I came here to Poland and was immediately picked up by NTV, whom is pretty much the only independent media that will even talk about target individuals. And the owner of that network was just, well, he's a little corrupt himself and tried doing everything he could to steal our material. So we've pulled a switcheroo and took our content back and told him to go F off. We duplicated his entire setup for our studio. He tried to put Hailer on us and everything. It's like, no, that's not how this works. You're not dealing with some dumb Negro. I know you've had this Freemason come and interrupt our show who kept talking about how Negroes are apes and we spread it the AIDS, and he said every racist thing underneath the sun about us. And we laughed because this guy, it was so obvious that he was trying to interrupt. He was supposed to be coming in to record commercials and stuff like that. And once he disrupted our recordings, it's like, oh, well, we forgot our material. Well, see you later. It's like he didn't come in there to do anything except for disrupt. Yes.
You wouldn't believe how many people I've trained over the last 2,200 shows, 14, 15 years, that have stolen all of our material and taken all of our knowledge and wisdom and ran with it and started their own network and sent me a dirty email later saying, thank you very much.
Oh, well, you know, if this guy was good to us, we would still be with NTV. But he was not good to us. He kept trying to downplay me, trying not to give me a cut in what was going on. You know, I went to live events to be a public speaker, and the only way he could address me as a blogger. I've never written a blog in my life. Yeah. I'm a radio personality and one that's known in the underground because of what I'm doing. And so this character, this Janusz, I'm going to go ahead and put him out there, too. I'm going to throw him underneath the bus. And after seeing the success that we're having, he wants to put an anonymous mask on his background and stuff like that. Like, what a fraud.
Yeah.
I got a couple of my people from Anonymous to look at it, and they sent him messages saying, you don't take that down. We'll take care of you. You're not going to use our stuff and not actually represent us.
Yeah.
And so that is the tragedy of even the independent media here in Poland. You know, the mainstream, of course, we all know the dangers and the corruption of the mainstream, but this fraud, I mean, the guy who was interrupting all of our recordings, this so-called Freemason, was also a flat earther. And guess what? He was a professor here. He's a professor in one of the colleges here. So he's one of these illuminatards of the house of a house of non-importance that can be called upon to do something that these illuminatards want him to do. Like the monkey that he is.
Yeah.
So I thought it was hilarious.
he probably thinks the world's only 6,000 years old too, by the way.
You know, probably. A lot of these people, I'm going to say, you know, this isn't a third world country or anything, but, you know, some people should have some evident truths about what's going on. And a lot of these target individuals think, you know, oh, we're implanted with microchips. We have, there's a microchip in my skull, there's a microchip here. I have 60,000 microchips planted all around my body. No, you don't. What you have is nanoparticulates that have grown in bundles that act like microchips. This is the right. Morgellons. This is all the stuff that's being sprayed from the chemtrails. And so, with the CIA and the black bagging people and shipping people, once that information got out, they said, well, we've got to upgrade. We can't chip people anymore. And so they've actually used that against targeted individuals to make them even seem more crazy. Because when they go in, they get the little scanners done to them and things like that. Oh, you know, we picked up a signal. Did you? No. Did you pick up a device? And it's always inconclusive because they can pick up a signal. They can pick up satellite energy being beamed on them, but can you pick up the device? And it's always inconclusive. Whether it the wand sounds over the head, over the shoulder, over whatever part, that doesn't mean anything. It's about the nanoparticulates that have come together under a recombinant signature command, signal command, which is magnetic or scalar in nature. Now, right. These Polish people, not to blame them, but, you know, they're still kind of stuck back in the 80s and early 90s as far as style was concerned. Yeah. I'm not complaining. I thought the 80s were sexy as hell. I love these ladies who wear these skin-tight leggings year-round, especially underneath their skirts and all that stuff. I think that's hot. And all the dudes look like Marty McFly with their life preserver jackets, and that's Poland for you. But to be thinking that no, I'm implanted with a chip. Who implanted you? Your government's not advanced enough to even do something like that to you. So what are you talking about?
Well, you know, it's like I said on my show the other night, we are all targeted individuals. If you want to get really technical about it and analytical about it and really focus on it, and you've done your research, you know that we are all in one way or another, even generally speaking, a targeted individual.
Absolutely. And I know we've barely gotten into things here, and we're coming up on our first commercial break. It's just been a crusade, and it's all been success, even with these people fighting against us. The more they fight against us, the more success that we know that we're having, and the more success that we will be having. There are several operations that are going into effect because of the foundation that has now been laid. So at this point, it's going to be all easy street. Going downhill, easy street.
I have some software. I have some software that I got out of Ireland.
Hold on. We're going into commercial break, and we'll be right back. We'll get into that when we come back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Heaviest riff on anywhere. Heaviest riff for the show. Corrupt government, you hear, that's me speaking to you when you hear that. You hear that riff. I'm like Steve Vai, you know, I'm talking to you through that guitar riff. But anyways, this is Redfield Hardcore. I'm your host, B, and I want to get into what Kyler Davenport was saying here about some software. Go ahead, brother.
Well, a friend of mine has a scientist friend who does a lot of work out of his own laboratory at home, and he does a lot of voice-to-skull technology, and he's proven that with my friend where he can shoot voices into his head from across the room, which is very, very interesting. They took a trip here, and we went out to Bill's at the airport set up the equipment and actually did a test out there where he shot sound into my head. The song was Bridge Over Troubled Water, and he was about 45 feet from my head when he did it. And so that's very interesting. He also gave me an apparatus while he was here to use to see how many people are crawling the network while we're on air. And it averages anywhere from 2,500 to 6,000 at any one given time, troll crawlers from different agencies and entities and organizations around the world are crawling these different networks and platforms doing their spynet. And tonight I'm looking at mine, and right now we've got 3,426 people crawling the network, your network.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding at all. No.
They need to fill it up, all 6,000. I want everybody to hear this. hey, my biggest fans on the planet are government. These agents, these people who are
they are
calling me to monitor. They're my biggest fans.
They are, really.
And,
they are,
and
really.
Mwah, 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 I thank you. I thank you.
Yeah, they are. Really. If so nobody was listening, if nobody was listening at all, they're always listening.
Precisely. And the thing is, you know, I don't know. I was raised differently. And I'm a little old school. I may be only 34 years old, but I'm a late child. You know, we're late children here. And my parents, so old, okay? Do you remember back in the day where, you know, Your parents are saying something, or some older folks are saying something, and you listen in, and you drop in your 2 cents, you get smacked in the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still from that generation.
Yeah, me too.
You get smacked in the mouth. Like, boy, would you get out of grown folks' business? And right. So, but that's exactly what's happening right now. I have to ask, you know, these agents and these people who will actually work for these people, you know, who raised you? Are you animals? Who raised you? What kind of a slime ball? Listen, if you want terrorism, you create the atmosphere for watching for it. You want a revolution, you create the atmosphere, and it'll happen.
Well, they're training the smaller computers are training the larger computers to be able to take total control of the planet and the population and all that goes with it. The smaller computers are training the larger computers. So humans are not involved as much anymore as they used to be when they had to type in the old code, the old COBOL and the old HTML and the old different types of code that had to be typed in as real time. Now the computers are training themselves and to grow into larger computers to be able to self-maintain themselves and be self-sustainable and self-maintainable and self-repairing.
You are absolutely right about that. And I know we're going into commercial break here again. We'll be back for our longer haul. But you are absolutely right about that. I've been dealing with the algorithm for so long. We've been dealing with the algorithm for so long, and we are going to expose it. I'm going to talk about that more when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talking about. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V, and we got Bored Out Mike just tearing it up with the good rips. Mike, how did you know that this show was going to be used as the flagship example to further our syndication? Everything tonight has been perfect. Not that it's not always perfect, but anyways, I'm having so much fun tonight, guys. I'm glad to have Kyler Davidson-Port here with us. And, of course, Will Turpit here as well. And I'm just having fun. What about you guys?
Yeah, hey, V, you know what? I never – go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Will. Finish your thought.
All right, I'm going to go ahead. All right, word. So, you know what, V, we were talking yesterday in Messenger. And I never on Skype here, and I never really celebrate victories. But you know what? I've been working at this for a long time, just like you. I had a little victory. Obviously, the war is not won, because if so, we wouldn't be doing the show. We'd all be we'd all be sipping whiskey and tequilas and eating tacos right now. We wouldn't be doing a damn show. But so last night when I was talking to you, I told you I was about to own Joe Biden. And so last night I owned Joe Biden. And as you know, I've confronted Hillary Clinton to her face about Epstein, Bill and Hillary before, Biden before. I've confronted several governors, Kamala Harris, so many people. I mean, so many darn people I've confronted over the years. But this was at a little place in Milford, New Hampshire, at a middle school. And I let Joe Biden come out. He was an hour and 20 minutes late. I was sitting there already with all these normies. Somebody literally puked like so hard right beforehand sitting next to us. I was like, oh, man, this is tough. And there's a bunch of middle schoolers there. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to say it. And I said, you know what, Joe Biden, I got up and Joe Biden was like, you got to do something about gun control about these 6 and 8 year olds. I said, Joe Biden, what about you touching 6 and 8 year olds? It's on video. Da-da-da-da-da. And he's like, oh, this sounds like a Trump rally. I was like, no, I hate Trump. Stop touching children. Da-da-da. And you know what? It's been on Fox News all day. It's been all over the alternative media. And I've seen a bunch of people say, you know what? This woke me up. I was about to vote for Joe Biden, or I had no idea about this about Joe Biden, and it completely changed my perspective. And it's allowing the mainstream media to run articles now and put stories out there about the fact that Joe Biden called another boy recently honey. And just a couple shows ago, we were talking about this. So I'm celebrating a success today, and it just goes to show, hey, V knows me. I'm just a normie out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a regular dude. I do my thing. I'm living barely paycheck to paycheck, and I just told this dude, hey, keep your hands off kids, you damn pervert. And it finally made the mainstream news a gut to the normies, and anybody can do that. And right now, these fools are on the ropes. So if we hit them with a couple of Tyson jabs, these fools are done. So I'm sorry to say that, but V, you know what I'm saying? This is a big deal to me.
I feel like I'm behind the curve here, because I know Bill was saying that he gave it up to you for that. I haven't seen anything. Nobody has sent me a link to anything yet. And I hope people can check this out, because, okay, if I'm Batman, well, we've got the Boy Wonder over here. And, well, I'm dealing with such grimy stuff underneath. You know, underneath the darkness, underneath the blanket of night, I've got Will here that's there during the daytime, and he's ripping him up. You know, I can't be approached during the daytime. You know, I'm asleep. So, when you're doing this stuff...
Happy. Yeah, it's tough. Oh, man. I know, I'm up all night, man. This type of stuff... Man, when you have this type of information on your mind, when you're talking about how there's war criminals, war crimes, pedophiles, and these people just subverting our rights and targeting people, targeting the most vulnerable people of our society, that stuff, that keeps you up at night, you know? And then when you finally get a chance to get asleep, when you can finally detach yourself from reality, let your mind have a little bit of time to unpack and process the billions of thoughts that you've had that day, and you finally get to sleep, it's nice to stay there for a little while, you know?
Well, you know, I'm surrounded by high priestesses, and, you know, there was a prophecy made about me years ago. I talked to this man whose name is John. I'll say until I have him onto the show. He was someone who was involved in the Montauk program and things like that. He ran for senator in different places. He ran for different kinds of offices. He is the president of... I'm trying to remember here... an organization that has it in for the reform of government. And he's a hardcore devout Catholic. He denounces today's Catholicism, he says he's of the original Catholic teachings, and he made a prophecy for me. He said, you're going to be surrounded by powerful, powerful women, and they will help you achieve any and all goals that you seek. And it's like, well, I don't know how that's going to work. I'm fighting the tenfold hat conspiracy. But yet, here I am with the most success out of anybody else in the world concerning the subject. It's like, okay, well, maybe he knows something. I don't want to call myself a ladies' man, but once you get to a certain level and talking to women, and I don't care. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care if anybody thinks I'm crazy. I don't care, because that is the attitude that you need when you step into things. And I, more often than not, I have people believing everything I'm saying, or at least becoming skeptical to what they've been taught and are now wanting to see the truth. I'm working on somebody here locally who has been my enemy from day one, but at the same time, my biggest supporter. So the relationship I have with this person is wonderful, because I can just smile at her. She tells me she hates my guts, but she does everything in the world to support me. So it's that sort of thing. It's like, she doesn't want to break down and say, yes, you're right, but that sort of thing. But everything is done with supporters. Behind every great man is a great woman. And in my particular case, I have lots of great women behind me. As if it's sort of like having non-corrupted Hillary Clintons. You know, it's like having two or three of those. Just not corrupted. So it's all this has been a wonderful experience. But anyhow, these prophecies have been made, and I've been making prophecies myself. And once you step into that realm of being able to dictate your reality, because all my prophecies have come true, all of Anthony Thompson's prophecies have come true. And that's because, you know, once you have full knowledge of what's going on around you, you are in control. We didn't ask for that control, but that's just what it is. My enemy has the single eye, the Lucifer's eye, the eye on top of the pyramid, but I got three eyes. What are you going to do against that? You know, I'm not a mathematician, but I think three eyes beats the single eye. In any circumstance.
That's called esotericism, B. That's called esotericism and the Atman, A-T-M-A-N, the Atman. You've reached the Atman, and you have reached esoteric wisdom, the level of esoteric wisdom.
Well, I've been teaching these people, these so-called Freemasons. This is why they hate me. These so-called Freemasons hate my guts, because I'm teaching them, no, what you think you know of is wrong. Here's what it actually means. And so you've got these lodges and these branches of governments with these pretenders, these cultivated pretenders. You see, something I've been trying to teach people and to show people is that the greatest secret of today's Freemasonry, the greatest secret, the number one secret, is that no Freemasons be created. I can do whatever I want to do. I put my mind to it and create something, create my own world, and live by my own rules. That's a Freemason. What is going on today are people who are given a little piece of information and strapped down with an oath. Given a little bit more piece of information, strapped down with an oath. And they become a part of a hierarchy, a slave to a hierarchy. And guess what? You're not a Freemason. You can wear your little kilts. You can wear your little aprons all you want to. You're just a maker of more slavery, maker of shackles.
That's because they are not in control of their senses. Their senses are in control of them. That's the difference in esoteric wisdom and physicality or physical consciousness or self or shallow self. You have to be in control of your five senses instead of your five senses being in control of you. And that takes a lot of practice, a lot of patience, a lot of study.
Discipline.
A lot of discipline, yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes being a real person.
Right.
And these people are just not, they're not real on any level. Being groomed to be this fake.
They're just following the leader. They're just following morals and dogma. They're just following morals and dogma.
Exactly. Go ahead. Go on. You preach it too. Go ahead.
Well, you know, my dad was a 32nd degree Mason. He was a wonderful guy. And what I try to tell all of these people is there are really good Masons out there that are not involved in all of the high occult morals and dogma and Aleister Crowley type of philosophy. And I've had to convince people that, yes, there are very good Masons out there, very good men out there in the Shriners, and very good women out there in the Eastern Star. I don't like to generalize. I learned that a long time ago as a man and as a talk show host, not to generalize, not to throw the baby out with the baby buggy. So, yeah, there are people out there that are high in esoteric wisdom, and they use it for very diabolical purposes. And there are other people out there who have esoteric wisdom who use it for very philanthropic purposes and selfless purposes. And to be good at what you do, you have to be selfless service. You have to give selfless service to a point. If you read Bhagavad Gita and you read Vishnu and you read Shakura, and you read the Tibetan Book of the Dead, or even Unlocking the Mysteries of Birth and Death, you'll see that I'm right. Esoteric wisdom is something that you sound like you've acquired, V. Sounds like you have acquired some esoteric wisdom and gone beyond the fifth dimension.
Way beyond. So let me ask you something. You being well, yeah, I actually say that. Caucasian. The word is just sort of,
occasion.
I don't know why. It gets caught up in my throat. I try not to say white because I don't want to start with that. That's another
cracker.
Word that I try to avoid as well. That seems to be reflex. We all have our own, you know, racism. Okay, we do. Right. This is the Red Pill Hardcore. I'm going to be honest with you. Every woman I've been with has been Caucasian, so it's not a hatred, racism sort of thing. It's just your women like me more than your males. But anyways, yeah. how would you, as a Caucasian male, a Texan, explain that to someone that's around you? Because, you know, that's not the climate. You've got the Christian, you've got all that tradition around you. How would you just go
look, it's very, very simple. I study esoteric wisdom. I study esoteric knowledge. And I study esotericism. And you have to read the Bhagavad Gita, you have to read the Kabbalah, you have to read the Torah, you have to read the Talmud, you have to read the Lotus Sutra, you have to read the Old Testament and the New Testament, you have to get a sense of the Middle Eastern scrolls and scribes and the different writings and documents and reports and things that came out both orally and traditionally in written language. and you have to be mature in order to explain what you're trying to explain to other people. They're immature. They have a lack of wisdom. They have a lack of discipline. They have a lack of knowledge. And they have a lack of a sense of reality and what consciousness is really all about. And we could do a whole show on this, very in-depth show on this. Most of us are just talking through our anus. Most people just talk through their anus. They really do not understand what they are talking about. They really do not grasp the reality and the environment that they are in, and they really do not know how to interact with that environment and the people within that environment. So there's your answer right there. It's a matter of maturity and discipline and knowledge and education and concentration and focus and goals and objectives and experience, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. So what do you think about turning the other cheek?
You have to choose your battles. You have to choose your battles. And even Krishna, if you've ever read the Bhagavad Gita, even Krishna says this to Arjuna. You know, you have to choose your battles. You have to choose your battles. And you have to be very careful how you do that. There's a time for war, and there's a time for peace. And believe it or not, there's a time for scuffling and fighting and fussing and arguing, and there's a time for peace and tranquility and balance and synchronicity. That's just common sense. We're human beings. We're not perfect, and we'll never be perfect. But we strive for perfection, and we strive to know the higher things in reality and consciousness. But we're going to make mistakes along the way. But as long as we're conscious of those mistakes and we don't go back and make the same mistake over and over again, that's the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same basic results. That's a form of insanity. So
wisdom is learning
from your mistakes, being fully conscious, as you said earlier, being fully conscious of your environment, and being fully conscious of your consciousness, if you will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you, wow, just how fast you got to that. You have to pick and choose your battles. What do you say to the idiots who cannot pick and choose their battles? They have to take on every battle. I ask this because I'm winning this war because I know my enemy is choosing to pick every battle. This is so easy for me.
You have to do your best to stay away from people who are involved in a lot of drama and a lot of argumentation. You have to stay away from people who are not synchronistic and who are not very in-depth in their understanding of consciousness and living and the way to live and the way to think, the way to walk, the way to talk, the way of their consciousness and the way the world really does work beyond the scenes. You have to stay away from those kinds of people. This is why many of the holy books tell you to remain alone. It is better to remain alone than it is to be involved in drama, in chaos and violence, to be around people that are argumentative. It's insane. You don't want to do that. It's a waste of time to argue with a crazy person. You can't argue with a crazy person and expect to come out winning the battle. So you have to be careful who you run around with, and you have to be careful who you argue with, and you have to be careful who you get into debates with. If you get into a debate, you want to make sure it's worth it. You're worth your time and your effort.
Absolutely. A Jedi doesn't teach everybody. If you're force sensitive, then you might be worth the time, right?
Right.
Well, guys, I think we have the audio clip from Will talking to Joe Biden. Mike, if you can play that, I would absolutely love it, sir.
Hey, Joe! Keep your hands hands off the children. Joe, why are you touching children? I'm here with you, but against pedophiles. I'm here with you. I do. I'm against pedophiles. I do. I'm against pedophiles. I'm here against pedophiles. What's more important, raping kids or jobs? Joe Biden, keep your hands off the children. Joe Biden, keep your hands off the children.
Play you real quick. That's the first time. So I got him a lot better. The audio's a lot better right here. If you want, I can play this real quick.
Please.
All right, so go.
What if we're going to have any rational gun policy? We don't send 6 and 8 year olds off to school and learn how to duck and cover.
Hey, Joe, what about you touching 6 and 8 year olds? It's on video. Joe Biden touches kids. Look up Joe Biden grows kids.
This is not a Trump rally.
I hate Trump, but you touch kids on video and women. We don't need another old white man running for president. It's time that a minority stepped up. You don't touch kids ever again. Don't touch kids, you pervert. Look it up. Joe Biden, creepy Uncle Biden. Look it up. It's right there.
So there's more. You can go to YouTube/demandthetruth to see the full one. But it's important that we celebrate our victories. I don't have many in my 15 years doing this, so I'm celebrating to keep the vibration out there so we have more victories. Be honored to be inside you, brother.
Woo! Woo!
Hey, B.
I love it, brother. You're supposed to say, I sound like a choo-choo train. Whoa! Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, V. Maybe on the next segment we can talk about my cancer recovery.
Yes, that was supposed to be the subject of the show. We were just all on top for our A game tonight, and that's just going to have to wait till the next show because of the holidays. I don't know the schedule. I just get told the schedule. I'm being told we'll be back Thursday. And so we will get into that. Everybody, please welcome and get used to Cowher Davenport being on the show. He's a great man. And, we got to end the show. There's no more show. Okay. Thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
10.